Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Coming up, man, just a few minutes. Get Hanson off the couch. Terry Hanson, Sports Braves. See some East St. Louis. Then we're going to play Beat the Blonde for a Bull's Knot prize pack. $120 worth of Bull's Knot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving, and Bull's Knot make sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull's Knot at truck stops across America. You go to brownox.com. And, of course, at TheBigShow.com. Click on the Bull's Knot banner for more info. Play 14 minutes. All right, then. Big Show rolls on. Good morning. It's the Big Show on the radio. Let's do it. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. Member of the Sports Hall of Fame. Two-time Emmy Award winner. Recently retired from The Big Show. He's our man.
Terry Hanson on the World of Sports. Here's a guy you'd never want to see in shorts. He's got scoops on who's got a contract, who's a good dude, and who might be on crack. Big Show presents Sports Briefs.
Rump. All right, get a little fast, give Hans some time. Terrence, we had some great feedback on this weekly Sports Briefs. Also received a few listener suggestions for topics. We opened it up like that. What you got for us today, man?
Well, I got two of them. Fellow by the name of John Edwards from Murrell's Let in South Carolina wanted to know about when I was at Turner about wrestling when it was there. I was there, it was called Georgia Championship Wrestling. Gordon Soley was the announcer along with Freddie Miller. You remember them?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, that was on Saturday mornings they taped. And I used to bring my kids down on Saturday mornings and they would sit and watch and I would go back in my office. And it was kind of cool, you know, but they came and they taped on Wednesdays. So you'd be walking down the hall with Turner Broadcasting and in costume would come walking, you know, like Abdullah the Butcher, Roddy Piper, Terry Funk. They were all right there. And then one time in my office, I was sitting there and my secretary, Michelle, walked in. She goes, Herschel Walker's here to see you. Ooh. I said, Herschel Walker? Yeah, he walked in and goes, so can you give me wrestling tickets? And I went, yeah. He said, could I meet the wrestlers? So I had him come on a Wednesday, and he met all the wrestlers. So he was really pleased, you know? And then awesome. second one I had was from a fellow by the name of Tim Christman. And he comes from Mooresville, North Carolina. And you'll remember this. He wanted to know about Chief Nakahoma.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a date in history. Very famous.
He was the guy that stayed out in left center field in his teepee. His real name was Levi Walker Jr., and he worked there from 69 to 86.
Wow.
And yes, he was a Native American from the Odawa and the Chippewa tribes. And, you know, he would start out going the pitcher's mound, and he would, like, pray. Then he'd go out to the teepee in left center field. And he set up smoke bombs and fires and all that stuff. He was an insurance sales guy. He died in 1982. And he, a good guy that he was, Ted wanted to knock out 250 seats
right.
back in 1992 for the 13 games they won in a row. So he told him he had kicked him out of there and he couldn't do it. So he basically went and did that, and they went like 2-14.
Yes.
So came back on August the 6th, and they like won 13 out of 15. So anyway, he died in November of 23 at age 81.
Wow.
Levi Walker Jr.
Man, that is awesome. Yeah, we always like to talk about that. We got it on a date in history when they put him out and then just went on a losing streak. I like that, buddy. All right, good, man. Well, so 10 of these in the can since we started, covered lots of topics. Have you got anything already planned down the road from our listeners?
Yeah, I've got a few. I had to fire Bob Gibson one day. That was nice. And then I couldn't get a security clearance when Nancy Reagan was at the PGA Tour. I couldn't do that. And that was kind of, and we'll talk a little bit about a few other things. I want to talk about Mark Packer, too. So, yeah,
all
I think
right,
we'll have some good things coming
up. All right.
Up.
Our buddy Pac-Man as well. All right, Terrence, thank you very much, buddy. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, my boy. It's got all right.
Yep, oh, goodbye.
At retirement.
Yep.
Get back that list.
You get busy.
All right, y'all. Well, let's play Beat the Blonde. Come on, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a contestant and play next. Good Wednesday morning, April the 3rd, 2024. Big Show is on the radio, humming do your hump day. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. Pick one. Over 10,000 to choose from, trying to give Randy time to have to change off the big board on the wall. Never mind. We're ready to play. Let's do this here. Thank you, Marcy. It's time to play Beat the Blonde. So let's meet our contestant, Donnie from Warner Robins, Georgia. Do him like you did, Donnie. Hey, Donnie.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Welcome. You ready to try
to
beat the blonde?
Well, that's what I want to try today.
All right. Good deal. Marcy, we got Donnie from Warner Robins here on the live.
Hey, Donnie.
All right.
Hey, Marcy.
Let's jump right in here. You know, the object for you, Donnie, get two bells before two buzzers. So let's jump. Marcy, you just married a man who is 6 inches shorter than you.
Hey.
According to researchers, does this reduce his chances for a happy marriage?
I know it wouldn't help mine. No, it doesn't reduce his chances.
So a married man 6 inches shorter than you does not reduce his chances for a happy marriage.
Right.
Donnie, do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm going to have to agree with that one.
Yeah.
He's been afraid to get beat up all the time.
Yeah, I know. Height plays no important part.
Plus, there's a benefit. I mean,
his whole head's going to be where most men's eyes are already.
That's true. Just think of it that way.
All right, Denz, well, there's one right for you, Donnie. Here we go. So, Taylor, right. According to a survey among professional marriage counselors.
More marriage stuff.
Yes. All right. The most often asked question comes from the wives wanting to know one thing about their husbands. What do they ask?
Where is he? And why doesn't he listen to me? That's my answer.
I'll agree.
One thing, why don't they listen to me? You agree, and oh no, the answer is why has he lost interest in me? Maybe he started listening.
Okay.
So there's the.
Oh, yeah, all right.
That'll be fun for you.
All right, here we go. Donnie gonna win it or lose it on this one. Tater, who has the most trouble getting to sleep? Bachelors, married men, or divorced men?
Tater.
I'm trying to remember. Hang on. Oh.
Just remember. Bachelors, married men, or divorced men, who has the most trouble getting to sleep?
Divorced men.
Divorced men have the most trouble. Donnie, agree or disagree?
Hey, damn, y'all. I'm going to have to disagree with that one. I don't think them bachelors do.
Okay, well, that was the wrong thing to do there. Oh, divorced men. It is.
Divorced?
They're counting their
hard questions, y'all.
They're counting their money. That's why they can't sleep. They see it. It's got wings on it. And it's flying away.
I might be right on that. Well, Donnie, I'm glad you played with us, buddy. We got a nice consolation prize that Jackie's going to hook you up with.
Not real nice, but.
Well.
You sound like a very nice person.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I want to give some shout outs because I've been calling y'all since 1983.
Awesome, man. Go ahead.
Stopwatch.
Well, first of all, I'm just retired from Air Force.
All right, and, thank you.
I'm from Spartanburg.
Nice.
And I want to say hey to all my friends up there in Spartanburg, Class of 78, Dorman, and my sisters, and all these people down here in the plumbing shop at Robins Air Force Base. I just retired a plumber for over almost 40 years in the military.
Man, well, congratulations. Thank you for your service, man, keeping them pipes clean there, buddy.
That's it.
Now, what to do with your free time?
That's it, man.
I just got finished vacuuming.
Because he doesn't listen to me.
All right. Well,
right.
We'll see you in 6 months. Play another game there, Donnie.
Salute.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Gonna jump out, catch you up on your news. That don't make you mad. That's why I'll release some tensions here. Mad Max on the other side. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hello, Big Show.
John Boy and Billy. Mad Max here.
How's it going, man?
How you think it's going? I'm madder than frog hair split three ways. Huh? Wait, that's how fine I am. But anyway, boys, there's a disturbing new trend in America. I don't understand it. And frankly, it's got me a little worried about our future. Why have people started mounting their microwave oven under the kitchen countertop about 18 inches off the floor?
Oh, man.
Every new house you see on TV or in a magazine lately has got the microwave built in under the counter. Start looking at them. I've been doing renovations, remodels for almost 40 years, and this is one of the dumbest ideas I've seen in a long time. Wow. And I lived through pickled pine cabinets and wall signs in your kitchen that say kitchen. Now, microwave the same height as your dishwasher? Who raised y'all? Have you ever actually used a microwave? Because you don't act like it. I got three words for this trend. My big old butt. Now, in case you ain't never seen one, a microwave oven has a bunch of buttons you push to make it work. Yeah. And an itty-bitty screen with itty-bitty numbers and words on it. That's the kind of info you need to be able to read to get your food to come out right. Now, some of y'all are saying, so what's the big deal? You just crouch down. I'm sure that sounds just dandy when you're 30 years old, but 5 or 10 years down the road when your knees give out and you need bifocals to read anything, you're going to go from crouching to grouching right quick. My granddaddy didn't go off to Germany and get shot at, so I'd have to crouch down to heat up a hungry man dinner. I have yet to hear a good reason for why people do this low-mount microwave deal all of a sudden.
Yeah, man.
Have the Property Brothers got a new show on HGTV I ain't heard about? Well, Max, an under-the-counter microwave gives you more counter space. All right, if you're still using the college dorm microwave you bought at Circuit City back in 1994, you need an upgrade. But mounting your microwave under the sink ain't it. Now, don't get me wrong. A home renovator will do whatever you'll pay for, no matter how dumb it is. But if you see his face get a tad scrunched up while he's working, and it feels like he's judging you, just because he's judging you. He's thinking, this guy would probably buy some of them sliding barn doors to the dining room I got stacked up at the warehouse. She got eat, pray, love wall stencil written all over her face. So don't say I didn't warn you. Take it from a man who knows. A nut-high microwave is an idea that'll not age well. So quit following every hot trend. Mount your microwave at eye level like a non-idiot. Sit down, shut up, quit running my knees. Combo and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, about 20 minutes away from the desk of Tatertainment News is What to Watch. Thank you, my city. Right now, make room.
And now, Oliver on Men.
Since the days of the caveman, it has been established that men are hunters and gatherers. A woman's interpretation of this definition is that men are to work and slave their lives away for the sole purpose of making their womenfolk comfortable. To supply them with a steady stream of bonbons and Cheetos while they stare slack-jawed at the TV, listening to the mind-altering babble of Oprah, Sally Jesse, and Rosie O'Lesbian. All the while not noticing how their backsides are beginning to widen, spilling over the modest confines of their sofa, bursting from their clothing, until, at last, they explode. Now, ladies, really, what man in his right mind would pay for something like that? Why, the very idea. Men are delicate flowers. Their large but fragile egos are their life force. It's what enables your man to fight life's battles, survive in the workplace, and maintain his self-esteem. When your man returns to his castle at the end of the day to unwind, relax, and recover from life's countless hassles and worries, would it really be so much trouble for you to just shut up? that would really help. Men work hard. But no matter what their job is, no matter what field they may specialize in, problems will arise. Sometimes minor, sometimes major. And when this happens, your man calls in an expert to counsel and give advice. This does not include you. Why, in reality, women have no idea what their man does for a living. They just cash the checks. Here's a tip, ladies. Every time you feel like butting in with your miserable 2 cents worth, take those 2 cents and put them in a jar. You'll be rich in no time. Men suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune at every turn. Every person in your man's world has some sort of comment on their clothing, grooming, or hygiene. Men accept this as a matter of course. This commentary is accepted as useful from other male co-workers and respected manly colleagues. But what women regard as constructive criticism is, in reality, nagging. It ranks right up there with, take out the garbage and, what's with your nose hair? Well, while we're on the subject, Princess, what's with your nose hair? Doesn't feel very good, does it? And finally, imagine this. Picture your man living without you, going through his day without you there, coming home to an empty house, eating alone, sleeping in a big, empty bed, and waking up all by himself, greeting the day alone. Congratulations, ladies. You've just spent a few minutes in your man's dream world.
Yep. Good morning, everybody, from my Big Show family to yours. Thank you for listening. Your latest news, weather, sports coming up.
Hello. This is Ricky B. Sharp from Oakland, Alabama. You potlickers are listening to a couple other potlickers known as John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You know, I ain't just a guest star on the Playhouse and the official mascot for Mr. Runtopopolis over at the Pizza Runt. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What's this? Note from John Boy? Keep it short.
Son of a...
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it.
your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. And John Boy's Wonderful Things giveaway number 98.
98?
98.
Wow.
Wonderful Things. You the Big Show listeners going on. Closing in on the 100th lucky Big Show listener to win one of my wonderful things. Quite a milestone.
That's going to be something, isn't it? I mean, that's like the 100th thing.
And then look at how cool this wonderful thing is today. Not sure there's been some stuff that hadn't been quite as wonderful as other things. Don't name them. A brand new genuine leather Stetson phone case wallet with slots for your ID and credit cards.
Sounds great.
I mean, it's awesome.
The kind of thing you might expect to get as a gift from a friend.
Exactly.
Like, say, me.
And then if you don't use it in so many years, and you get another wallet that's nicer and more compact. Now,
that
not
is
really
the rule.
Nicer.
That is the rule. Compact. There's a countdown. Once you give a guy a wallet, you give him a wallet for life.
So this another thing that makes it so wonderful, actual present from Randy to me.
Yeah.
Back a few years ago.
Well, that was money well spent.
How lucky are you, number 98? Look at
right.
All of the history that you are getting with your wonderful awesome. Thing.
Awesome, Marcy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know,
I might have to go through your drawers and see if I can find something.
Oh, hold on now.
Lots of old stuff
your
in there.
Desk,
yeah.
Your
yeah.
desk.
I know what you
we'll
meant.
See you there.
What are y'all thinking?
All right. So anyway, go to thebigshow.com. Register to win Wonderful Thing giveaway number 98. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Southern Ease Pets Pack. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues, like during a thunderstorm, you got to try the bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern Ease Pets. Go to southerneasepets.com. Look for their link at thebigshow.com. Use code JBB for an exclusive offer. Hang on, play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, is What to Watch. Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
Box office report. Godzilla Kong came in first place in its debut weekend.
Right.
It earned a better than expected $80 million.
Wow. Those two crazy kids.
Fans really loved this one, where the two scary monsters turn heroic and team up to save the planet.
Yeah, so Kong put some kind of weird deal on his right arm to make him, like, stronger, it looks like. Or something like that.
Robo-Kong.
Who built him that? That's cool.
I don't know, man.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire dropped from first place to second place. Kung Fu Panda 4 remained in third place. It didn't budge. Dune Part 2 dropped to number 4. And Sydney Sweeney's religious horror flick, Immaculate, rounded out the top 5. All right.
Are you looking for an argument?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Theaters this Friday. The First Omen. That is coming out. It's the much-anticipated prequel to the 1976 flick, The Omen. Anyone? Anyone? Did y'all see that back then?
I wasn't. And if you did, do you remember it?
I wasn't allowed to see it. So it's the prequel to that, even though The Omen has had some other movies that have followed. Right, the last one was in 2006. So
I think that was Little Damien. Wasn't
yes,
that
yeah. You're correct, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's when you caught up. It was in 2006. I see. So... for all you folks, first Omen, and Monkey Man is
Monkey
out.
Man.
Monkey Man.
Okay.
Oh, Monkey Man.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele produced this one.
Uh-oh.
It's a revenge thriller, which follows a young man who sets out on a brutal quest for vengeance. I mean, what other kind of vengeance is there?
Well, I thought Tweeter and the Monkey Man were hard up for cash, and they stayed up all night selling cocaine and ash. And I don't know how they got into that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. See.
Traveling Wilburys.
Oh.
Bob Dylan,
oh.
George Harrison, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne.
This has nothing to do with that.
Not a thing.
But,
okay, good.
Critics are saying this might be the start of another major action franchise.
Like, I hope so.
Like John Wick kind
oh,
of thing.
Yeah,
so because
yeah,
I can see he kicks butt through this. And it's
starring
and directed by Dev Patel, and that's the kid from Slumdog Millionaire. I know you saw that.
Yeah, I sure did.
So so he's in this. He's a vengeance killer.
All right.
That's a wrap of what to watch.
Wow.
All right,
okay.
Then. Well, thank you very much for that report. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right, here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Get a couple contestants and play next. Big Show on the Radio, running through your Wednesday, April 3rd. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band, My Bracket's Got a Hole in It. Search for keyword bracket. Identify with this, or know somebody who does. Nice little gag gift, 99 cents. Have at it there, the Bitbox. When you go to thebigshow.com. Right now, let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet a contestant. We got Earl from Valdosta, Georgia. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Big Show.
Everybody, welcome. And we got Daryl up in Salem, Virginia. Good morning, Daryl.
Hey there.
Hey, buddy. Welcome. Well, Earl in Georgia, Daryl in Virginia. Boys, let's play a couple of rounds of Wordy Word. Appreciate y'all being here. So, Daryl, you're on Team Tater, okay?
All right.
Okay,
good
then. Deal. You relax there, and me and Earl will give you something to shoot for there. All right, Earl, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, buddy, see what we can do. All right, I got it. Start the clock. Now, in the living room, you have an oriental what? You lay it on the floor.
Rug.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Rug.
Rhymes with it. Give me a... your arm.
Bug.
Yes. Rhymes with it. You drink out of a coffee or a beer.
Cup.
No, rhymes.
Cup.
Rhymes. A
coffee.
Yeah, uh-huh. Rhymes with it. A cricket is a type of... Rhymes, yes. Uh-huh. After you dig a hole, say, I have blanked a hole. Yeah, buddy. All right, good. Put a 5 on the board. 5. And now Daryl and Tater for their round one. Good job, by the way, Earl. All right.
Oh, appreciate it.
Daryl, are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. And go.
All right, you see this after a rainstorm. It has all the colors.
Rainbow.
And, yes. You kiss your girlfriend on the what?
Lips.
Oh, yes.
Cheek.
caterpillar turns into this.
Butterfly.
Yes. The crocodile's cousin is the...
alligator.
Yeah. this bird goes, hoo, 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 hoo.
Owl.
And this has 8 arms and lives in the sea.
Spider.
Oh, I did the buzzer there. So, what happened there?
It distracted me, by the way.
Because Tater said rainstorm for rainbow. Yeah, sorry if you saw our looks. Sorry, Tater.
So, I was going to let her go on it.
Okay, by the way, because now she ain't playing you all about it,
don't
you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Earl got one. That's 6-5 after round one. Earl leading Daryl. We got a good game
going here.
Still anybody's game here, boys. Okay, so Daryl, you relax now. Me and Earl,
right. Sorry, I thought he got that one, so no.
No, he did not.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Jackie said thought he got that last word, and he didn't, so we're recalculating now after round one. Earl, we still have 6, and now Daryl and Tater have 4.
I am writing the commissioner.
4. So 6-4. All right. Young may get up. Let's see what me and Earl can do.
Anything else? You're good?
Yeah, round 2. So we're picking up on that last word then, I guess. Oh, there it is. Okay. You ready, Earl?
Yep.
And go. 8-legged.
Octopus.
There you go. All right. You not brush your hair, but... blank your hair.
Comb.
Yes.
Comb.
Uh-huh. A knife, a fork, and a...
spoon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Kids like to do this in a playground. You go down, and maybe it goes into a swimming pool. They get hot.
Slide.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And right beside the slide, you get on the things, and you push them.
Swing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you go home and mow the...
grass.
Uh-huh. Then you...
Oh, we're telling stories now.
We had a great little day moving around, didn't we?
I like the way you're kind of stringing everything together now.
Me and Earl on the same wavelength there. Put a 6-6,
that's
a 12, a big 12 for Earl.
Choking on my spit.
There we go. Well, let's see if Daryl
and
Tater.
Okay, well, we'll pick up off on that story there, Daryl.
So we're going to pick up on the story when me and Earl was going through the playground and going home.
And then went home and did something with your pants. I think you got a little off track there.
All right. Daryl and Tater, ready, go.
At Easter, you go on this kind of hunt.
Easter. Egg.
Uh-huh. And then you pick those up with your what?
You basket.
You know, but you have to use this to get it in. Yes. And then you might grill out and have one of these and put cheese on it.
Barbecue.
No.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Plain.
Hamburger.
Yeah. And then you go and you see in the ocean, he blows, he's a big animal in the ocean and water.
Whale.
Yes. And you kids are in the house coloring with...
Yeah, that seemed like a nice
like
little
easy
trip to the
but
shore. But
first was
Earl
more chaotic. I
wins 12-8.
I should never try to just do what you do. You are you. You are you. I should have learned that with my interviewing skills.
Daryl, you can try again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you playing, man.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, dude. Thank you. There you go. Look at Earl down Valdosta winning big old Southern East Pets Pack. Earl, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Good job.
All right. Enjoy it. Hang on with Jackie. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, dude. Yeah. Bit request right now. John Culver says, Hoyt and Delbert's goat in the hole story.
Oh,
thanks, Big John, Mount Vernon, Indiana. All right, Big John, you got it. Coming up. North Carolina Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Good morning. This is a Big Show on the radio. Let me tell you what's going on in John Boyd and Billy Land. John Boyd, Billy Land, Rising's podcast. Available wherever you get your podcast. Make it easy. Subscribe to us with the free iHeartRadio app. Listen to thousands of radio station podcasts from all over the world with a free iHeartRadio app. But why would you do that when you're tuned into this terrestrial radio station where real radio stations live? Except for the John Boyd and Billy Land, Rising's podcast. Immediately following this broadcast, get ready in a couple hours. Tuesday only fish.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tater. And now Big John from Mount Vernon, Indiana. Don't help, Randy. Big John, Mount Vernon, Indiana, your request.
Hello? Hey, it's Hoyt.
All my life, want to fight about it?
No, man. John Boy Billy here.
Hey, it's all right, you big old high, no driving, no talking, hee-haw looking radio networking pervert.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. What are you doing there, Hoyty? Tried to call you over the weekend, man. Were you and Deborah out somewhere?
Yeah, we went on a little hunting trip.
Hunting? Well, how'd you do?
Not too good. Didn't bag a thing, and we lost $75.
What? How did you lose $75 on a hunting trip?
Well, me and Deborah was out in the woods Saturday afternoon, and Deborah was walking along. He put his foot down, heard this cracking sound. By the time he rode back, this old boar give way under his foot. Yep. He like to fell in this pitch black hole. I mean, it was dark.
Ooh.
And deep, too.
Uh-huh.
Deborah said, reckon what this is? I said, well, it appears to be what they call abandoned mine shaft. Deborah says, reckon how deep it is? I says, I don't know. And Deborah says, well, let's chunk a rock down there and see how long it takes to hit bottom.
He's got to explore some.
Yeah. So he picks up this rock about the size of your fist, drops it in the hole. We stand there listening for a second, don't hear nothing. I said, well, try that big old rock over there. So he drops it down, still not a sound. Deborah says, you know, we need something really big to drop down there so we could really hear it. So we go poking around, and first thing you know, Deborah hollers, hey, I got it. I look up. He's dragging this big old railroad cross tie he's found laying back in the bushes. He says, I reckon this here will make some noise. So he drags it over. We chunk it down in the hole, and we stand there listening for the thump. And just then, this goat comes tearing out of the woods. I mean, he's getting it like you ain't never seen in your life. Runs right in between me and Debert and jumps right in the hole and disappears.
A goat?
Yeah. I said, what the hell was that? Debert says, I don't know. Appeared to be a goat, but I ain't never seen one move like that before. Well, just then, this feller comes walking up out of the woods and says, excuse me, fellas. Y'all ain't seen a goat around here, have you? I says, well, yeah, one come running through here a minute ago, jump in this hole right here. And the fella says, no, that couldn't have been my goat. I had him tied up to this railroad tie over there by them bushes.
That sounds like a slight miscalculation there.
Yeah, well, that's a lot nicer than the way the fella with the goat described.
And that's how you lost $75.
Yeah, I had to pay him for the goat. Let me tell you, that goat wasn't the only one in the hole at the end of the day. Hey, let's turn it on here. Me and Mr. Science is fixing to go to work. You gonna see Goober later on?
Yeah, well.
Well, you tell him I said, duh, huh? You know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up there.
All right.
Bye, man.
Good morning, Big Show is on the radio, heading into Final Four weekend. Yeah, I was just asking, so yeah, the two games are on Saturday, and then the national championship game is Monday night, okay? All right, I know a lot of our boys can identify with Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band's tune. Here it is, today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox.
My bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. I can't get a break. I'm a watching March Madness every night and every day. I ain't getting no love from the NCAA. Cause my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. Bring me a beer. Well, I went to see an expert. They told me he's a man to see. Supposed to be some kind of genius in bracketology. But my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole
hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. Goodbye, sweet 16. You know, this might be the most painful sweet 16 experience I've had since high school. That one involved a little gal that turned out was only sweet 15 at the time. But that's a whole nother song. Well, I paid $100. Big money in the pool. Now I'm $100 lighter and feeling like a fool. Cause my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. And I'm sucking wind. All right, this is the part where we play through the pain. You know, normally we would drink through a good bit of the pain too, but our last grocery run appears to have left us woefully underprepared for this unfortunate series of events. For goodness sakes, boys, am I the only one that can drink and shop at the same time? Work with me here. Well, my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bracket's got a hole in it. Oops, and we're officially out of beer. It just keeps getting better and better, don't it?
BetBox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for 9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the BetBox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catching up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Hey, rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.